opinions expressed in this episode are personal. They do not necessarily reflect the views of this streaming platform.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Let's Be Diverse. I am your host, Andrew Stout. This episode is dedicated to all my loved ones who supported me through this journey. I have an interesting topic today. The topic today is supply chain management. And I want to kind of have this conversation as far as regards to how it works in the workplace or how it intertwines in the workplace and how it intertwines with leadership as well. And my guest today is Kirsten Austin. Now, Kirsten, for over 30 years, has been involved in software business with a focus on helping manufacturing, distribution, and fulfillment companies streamline their operations. She is the president and co-founder of DCSC Inc., a software implementer, consultant, and developer. Their company developed a WMS and multi-carrier rate shopping and shipping solution, DC warehouse automation, and the integrations to FedEx, UPS, USPS, DHL, and many other carriers. DCSC's goal is to help take the bull out of the plant and the warehouse. The bull includes manual processes, redundant computer entry and non-integrated systems, the cost companies time, money, and missed opportunities. She also is a leader and co-founder of an X chat for U.S. manufacturers called U.S. Manufacturing Hour, which has been helping unite manufacturing companies over the past 4 years. Kirsten and I met on LinkedIn. She is a wonderful individual, and I'm super happy to have her on today. Welcome to the show, Kirsten. It is so nice to have you on today.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I'm very flattered that you are having me on your show. I've actually listened to quite a few of the podcasts, and you do such a good job. And I'm proud of you for just this was an idea, and then you launched the idea, and you're making it happen. So kudos to you, and you have some really interesting guests. So I'm just super happy to be here on a Saturday.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's nice to have you on today. I'm going to ask you, what's going on in your world? What's happening? What's new? Give us the deets.
Okay, let's see what's going on in my world. I'm getting ready for spring. I don't know what it's like in Canada, but we're being teased here in St. Louis. We'll have one day where it's freezing cold, it's blizzard. You know, the next day it's like 70 degrees. Today is a beautiful day. I think it's got to be at least 65 right now. So I'm looking forward to spring. I'm tired of the tease. I want spring to come on board. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas on business. I had a great time there. That was very interesting. But 3 days of just kind of the intense, the ding, 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 and the all of the stuff on the inside and the bigger is better. I was so super happy because a good friend of mine and his wife flew down. They live in California, and we decided to go hiking in the Red Rocks right outside of Las Vegas for a couple of days. So that was fun. Other than that, I got nothing. Just working every day, doing what I do.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like you had a pretty good trip there. Vegas is always good. No matter if you're going for work or going for fun, there's always time to have a little bit of fun there. So it sounds like you had a good trip there for sure.
It was awesome. And then when I was there, I met a friend of mine that, you know, just kind of like you and I met online. I met one of my ex-chat buddies, and she met us for dinner, and we had such a great time. It's always fun to actually meet people in real life. So it was awesome.
Wonderful. I'm glad that you were able to have a good time. And it's so cool that, like I said, you're able to get away and that. And I am with you on the, in Canada, it's the same thing. It's been warm. We've had a pretty mild winter here,
yeah.
But I feel like it's teasing us a little bit. It was cold last week, and next week is supposed to be warm. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm wondering if that was the last tease of snow. So we'll have to wait and see. It's, you know, when you're dealing with Mother Nature, you just never know what you're going to get for sure.
100%.
So before we begin and before we get into our fun topic today, Kirsten, I always have a fun question to ask my guests to get things going. Are you ready for your question today?
I'm not ready, but let's do it.
I have a fun, easy one for you. So
okay.
I'm sure you'll be able to get through it. Your question today is, what is one talent that you wish you had that you don't?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I wish I could play the drums.
Okay.
I don't know how to play the drums. When I was younger, I always had a crush on whoever the drummer was in the band. I think it would be great for stress relief.
Yeah.
I think I'd look cool doing it. But I have no clue how to do it.
No.
So yes, I would learn how to play the drums.
That's an interesting one. And I totally agree with you. I think banging on the drums, I think would relieve quite a bit of stress. So yeah, I think it would be fun to learn for sure. I definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Thank you.
Thanks for having fun with me. I appreciate your answer. Why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about you, your story, and your why, Kirsten?
Well, I'll try to condense. Everyone has long stories in their life, but I'll kind of let you know how I ended up here, Andrew. I was an Army brat. So my dad was a lieutenant colonel in the Army. My mom was from Germany. They have both since passed away, but I am very proud of both of them. I live here in St. Louis, Missouri. I've been here since I was 6 years old. When I was younger, I always thought, oh, I can't wait to move out of St. Louis, Missouri, but I'm still here, and I'm glad I'm here. This is such a nice city. It's an awesome, awesome town. I still think I'm going to end up in the West one day. I'm a hiker. I love four-wheeling, kayaking, camping, all that kind of stuff. I happen to have a little plot of 8 acres outside of Gunnison, Colorado, way up in the mountains. So you really need a four-wheel drive to get up there. So I was able to see that land a couple years ago. As far as being in this business, I would like to say some kind of crazy story, but honestly, you know, I always had good work ethic, but I wasn't really good at working for other people. And so, you know, I always thought I could do it better, faster, stronger, who knows what. So I landed into the life of being an entrepreneur, and it was a great place for me. So this business, as you can imagine, technology totally changes. Like I can't even keep on top of it, and I'm in the industry. But for over 30 years, we have worked with manufacturers, distributors, fulfillment companies. So we sell solutions. We also developed our own solution, which you mentioned in the intro. And so, you know, I've got some really good team members. This year, I'm really excited because after a couple of hard years for everyone, you know, I'm looking to add a couple of new team members here. So I'm very, very excited about that. That's about it.
I just love your story. First off, your dad being in the Army, and I'm sure you learned a lot. As you mentioned, you have a very good work ethic. I'm sure you learned that from your dad. And I love the fact that it sounds like you are a hard worker, but you make sure that you take the time to relax and have fun as well. And I really feel that that's important. And I feel like there's a lot of people, especially business owners, that don't do that, or people are upper management that don't do that, or take their cell phones with them or their computers while they're going away on vacation. And that's not really relaxing. Like, if you want to relax, you know, you got to leave your phone at home. You got to leave your computer at home. That's the only way that you're able to unwind and relax. And it sounds like you do a very good job with that. And I commend you for that.
Thank you. And you should feel special, because even my friends will let me know, I don't look at my phone on the weekends. I don't tap into social media. I don't do any of that. I'm just like old school with that. So yeah, I think it's really important. We're all kind of addicted to the notifications and the emails and everything coming at you. And
right.
One could go totally crazy if they don't double back and take care of themselves. And self-care is so important. It's not selfish. It's important.
Yeah. You have that habit of when you hear the ding. We were just talking before we started taping, you know, we hear the ding on your phone for a text message or an email. And, you know, even though you say, okay, well, I'm going to look at it later. In the back of your mind, you're like, oh, I should probably look at that. I wonder who it's from or what it's about, whatever. So it's, you know, you kind of have that, we have that habit of checking it to make sure that we're not missing anything, right? So when you're away, I mean, yeah, okay, you have your personal phone and you want to check someone sending you a text or whatever, that's fine. But I mean, you're having your work phone and you're checking emails from work. I don't think it's not a very relaxing a way to relax and unwind. And when you come back, you're not refreshed at all, I find.
And it can be counterproductive too. One of my, one of the interesting aspects that I deal with is I have ADHD. I do not take medication for it. So I have learned over the decades to really discipline myself.
Right.
I live by the calendar. I live by appointments because it's really easy for me to be like, squirrel, what's over there? What's going on? So
right.
That's why I shut down on the weekend. I mean, I have to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. So in my intro of you, we talked a little bit about taglines or what have you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't know what supply chain management is. So why don't you explain to our listeners what that is and how that runs in a business?
It's actually pretty simple. Supply chain management is coordinating all of the actions required to produce and deliver goods and services to customers. So this is everything related to procurement, warehousing, production, shipping, and fulfillment.
Okay. Do you find that there's a lot of talk about supply chain management with people, or like, do you find that people are talking about it more than when you first got into the business?
Yeah, we won't admit the crazy elephant that was in the room for 2 years or a little longer than 2 years, but I think how delicate the supply chain was really revealed in the last couple of years. And honestly, it was a hard time for everyone. Let's be honest. I mean, people were hoarding toilet paper. People couldn't push orders out the door. People were waiting on product. People couldn't manufacture a huge engine because they're waiting on a couple parts. It was crazy. So if there's anything that happened in the last 2 years, is that supply chain is really, really important, period.
For sure, for sure. So in companies, a lot of departments and that intertwine with each other. What I want to know is, how does leadership play a role in supply chain management?
That's an awesome question. Let's first of all just talk about leaders, because, you know, you and I both are on social media, and it's, you always hear leadership and quotes on leadership. And I will kind of give you a woman's perspective, because last time I checked, I was a woman. Leadership isn't just managing people. Leadership isn't just giving orders to people. Leadership, it's not a job for the weak, but leadership, the true definition in my book, is you need to unite people. That means different parties, different departments, different companies. You also need to look at your team members and what you have in place, and you need to understand them from both a professional level and a personal level, and you need to put your heart into it because it's a different world. So leadership is really critical as it relates to the supply chain. I'll give you an example. You know, so all of our customers are manufacturers and distributors. And the reason that they even buy our software is they know, hey, we need to streamline more processes. We need to automate more of our functions. You know, we can't be walking around with pieces of paper and making it really complicated for people just to do their job. Before they have a system like us, a lot of times we will talk to these people, in companies for a really long time. We will do an analysis of their operations. And one thing that I do know is kind of a theme is there's often a lot of separate silos, and there shouldn't be separate silos. So you'll have purchasers and they think that, okay, my job's just purchasing, which that is their job, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but they just kind of remain in their little silo. You'll have production or manufacturing. And so they'll be, okay, my job is just to complete these work orders and create these finished goods. Then you have customer service. Gosh, customer service, hats off to customer service people, especially in the last 2 years. That has to be a super hard job. My job is to talk to the customers. My job is to communicate information. My job is to do the best I can to resolve any types of issues and make sure they have a good experience with our company. Then you have operations managers that are looking at everything kind of all together. But the truth of the matter is separate silos is not good for business. You need to look at real-time visibility of your inventory. You need to work together. You can't have people, running off doing cowboy stuff on their own. So you really need to tie in all of those departments, all of those people, and it takes a leader to do that. The other thing about leadership is, I don't know how to say this because I'm pretty old school, but sometimes you have to fight. Mm-hmm. And when I say fight, you need to get through red tape, whether it be government red tape or someone's procedures that they're unwilling to flex. You need to use your resources, especially business relationships. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm on the phone because someone's passing the buck or I can't get something done. And, I call someone that I've known for years and say, hey, I really hate bothering you, but I'm kind of stuck. You have some advice on how I can navigate this through your company and get this done quicker and faster. So there's all sorts of things involved with it. But, heart is important in leadership. I mean, you can't be soft. You still have to manage people, but you can't be a dictator either. Not in today's age.
I love so many things that you talked about here. So first off, I love the fact that you said that we need to unite our people. I love that you mentioned communicating as well. And one of the big ways that you can unite your people is by having good communication. So letting them know what's going on, talking to them. And even if there are certain things that you can't say to them, say, look, I have something happening here. I can't talk about it. However, this is what I can tell you. And at least if you're telling them something, then at least they know that there's stuff happening and they're okay with it. But when you're silent about it and you're kind of hiding behind closed doors and being secretive, that's when people start talking and that's when people don't like it. So the communication part for me is perfect. And the other thing I love that you said is fighting. When I think of a leader, I think about them fighting, not just for the company and the things, like you said, red tape, but also fighting for their team and their employees. So there are certain times during a year or years that you have to step up and you have to protect your employees. Now, I'm not saying protecting them because they did something wrong and you're protecting them. I'm talking about protecting your employees through and through, no matter what, not throwing them under the bus, especially to a customer.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, I can't believe, that my employee did that. I'm going to take care of it. You need to protect your employees as much as possible. When you do that, then they're going to fight tooth and nail for you 100%.
I'll give you an example. It just happened yesterday. One of my employees, and I would not trade her for the world because, oh my gosh, her heart is in the business. She's as loyal as could be. But something happened. It wasn't a huge mistake. I mean, it wasn't something that would take my company down or anything like that. But, something happened and I'm like, how did this happen? And, she came to me and she goes, I actually think that I accidentally did this and this is how I did it. And you know what? That means so much more to me than anything else because, mistakes are proof that you're trying. And honesty is so important. And also sticking up for everybody. I'll give you an example. During this whole COVID thing, we will talk about, people were waiting on inventory. My hat's off to all the people that made it through the last couple of years. It was psychologically crazy. It was, from an operational standpoint, it was crazy. But, there's a lot of things that were just a cluster mess that, in my humble opinion, because we can't all run the world. And I don't think I would want to be a president. But there is stuff that was ridiculous. The people don't know, you know, that we have about 360 ways to get product into the USA. But there's the largest port is in good old Los Angeles. And, you know, during this whole COVID crisis, there was product sitting out in containers. And it was a mess. Politicians should have done better. No offense. I hope this doesn't backfire on me. We couldn't get enough people to check product in. I felt sorry for the truck drivers because they were sitting there waiting on product. And then once they did get product, we had to look at all the distribution facilities that said, well, our dock appointments to receive product are only at this time and this time. No. We're going through a crisis. If you have to run a shift at midnight to get your product in the door, that's what you do. So this is really critical. You have to stick up for your people. You have to stick up for your warehouse workers, your plant workers, your truck drivers. Without those guys, nothing is possible unless we want to live off grid, which sounds exciting someday, but not right now.
No, I totally get what you're saying there. It was tough for everybody, but we seem to get through it. We seem to manage it. And like you said, a good leader communicating, I think, is going to get anybody through any difficult time for sure. So you talked about earlier about the trends and things ever changing. How important is it to stay on the supply management trends?
It's really important. It really is. You know, the world is ever changing and you've got to know what's happening out there. But the one thing that I want to double back on before we talk about the trends in supply chain is a lot of manufacturers, not all, but a lot of them don't even have some basics in place. And we're going old school here, but, you know, basics such as having real-time inventory visibility, you know, so having an ERP system that everyone has access to, updating that inventory in real time. This is old school stuff, but data collection has been around for a while, and that's scanning things in via barcode. So you don't have to enter it into a system or write it on a piece of paper. So bringing things back to the basics is super important. Things such as checking in every single receipt, cycle counting your inventory, all of that. That's basic technology. But if you're not doing that, then you could have the best system in the world and your data's not going to be good. Additionally, you need to have things instilled, discipline instilled, such as, you know, a lot of people haven't cleaned up their data in a while. And I don't mean to get too granular on you, but this is important when we discuss supply chain and we discuss trends, but you're only as good as your data. So if you let just any old person key in a new part number, well, you may have multiple part numbers for the same part. So if you let anybody key in your bill of material and, you know, routings, they may not be doing it right. So when you look at traditionally some additional technology such as DRP and MRP, so that's material requirements planning, those systems have to have some basis to work from. And if the inventory data is not there, you could have the best MRP system in the world. So the one thing that, you know, I say to all my customers and my prospects, and even when we talk to just the general manufacturers and distributors when I do consulting work, is you've got to get the basics down. But supply chain trends are very important. You know, EDI has been around for a really long time, and I still run into manufacturers and distributors that aren't using EDI. So those are like basic things. Then you go into the more advanced things, which we can, you know, talk about when you ask me, but, you know, there's more advanced technologies out there as well. So it's really important to stay on top of the trends going on there. You don't want to be left behind, but you got to put your house in order first.
I love that. And I love when you said you're only as good as your data. I think that it's super important. You can be as good of a company as you are, But if you're not looking after your data, and if you're not looking after your data, not just your data for your customers, for your data for the people that are actually doing the work for you and making it easy for them so that they're not struggling and stressed out and flustered on a daily basis. You want to make it easy for them as well. When they're happy, then they're going to be happy with whoever they're talking to as well. I always tell people, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you can always tell when they're happy. Whether you see them on video, or whether you're talking to them in person, or whether you're talking to them on the phone and you don't see them, you can just hear it in their voice, how happy they are to be doing what they're doing and how happy they are to talk to you. It makes such a big difference for your company and for the customers as well.
100%.
So what do you think the future looks like for supply chain management?
Oh gosh, Andrew, that's a really good question. Well, first of all, let me tell you, being in the technology business, the future is now, okay? So I'm already dabbling in some things because, some of my larger distributors and manufacturers will be adopting this. We've got robotics. Robotics have been around for a while, but they're getting a little more popular. In fact, we had to scope out a robotic integration product, and I even learned a new acronym. Someone said RAS, and I'm a pretty straight shooter, and I even asked the guy. I said, I'm in this business, but I've never heard of RAS. It reminds me of like raspberry candy, or what's RAS? And he's like, robots as a service. So it's basically renting robots. But we've got robotics. So people are testing those out. Smaller companies are testing those out. A lot of larger companies already have those in place. We're never going to be able to replace humans, period. But if there's a systematic sorter system or picking product, or you have similar products going out the door where not a lot of thought processes, I mean, those things aren't cheap, but there could be a business case for them. And again, we're never going to replace humans. I'm a human being lover at heart. And, a lot of people fear technology. And I think that there's a misunderstanding. AI, which is a big one. Everybody talks about AI, artificial intelligence. So that's where, computers are being programmed to learn and to communicate. Whether it be with people, with computer systems, with machinery, etc. So that technology, I think we're going to see that advancing. I am trepidatious to go all in for everything with that, because let's face it, AI is still being programmed and it is still a computer. So we need to be careful with that. I think that we're going to see much more connection worldwide with data, and have much more collaborative data sharing and inventory visibility across the world. We have to. And then I also think this, and no offense to anyone, I've traveled all around the world. I've never been to Canada. I would love to go to Canada, but I am from the US of A. I love the USA. I am pro-American, and that means I don't care who you are. I'm for our melting pot, but I think we still want to keep jobs here in America. And what I've already seen happening, and I hope to see a little more, is people are going to start to look into reshoring, because there's some misnomers. Yeah, you might get a product cheaper if you're bringing it in. And this is no offense to anybody, from Asia or somewhere else. But is it really cheaper? When you're waiting on a small component to get out an order that's worth over $100,000, was it worth it? So I think that people are going to be looking at reshoring. So I think we're going to, not all, but I think we're going to have people taking a closer look at that to tighten up the supply chain. We'll see things that have already been going on. There's drones, which kind of is scary to me, but it kind of reminds me of Star Wars or something. But some of the larger carriers are already utilizing drones to drop packages off. You're going to see a lot more self-service stations. Let's face it, you have your porch pirates. So when you're delivering things to people's homes, you know, sometimes it's not there. So this is technology that's already in place, but you're going to see more of it where you will have specific stations, or they will leverage even specific, specific stores. We'll have an area where people can come and pick up their packages. That's already in place. So I think that we're just going to keep seeing technology progress. I'm scared about the self-driving trucks. I don't think I'm comfortable with that one. We'll see what happens there. But mark my words, I'm not sure that's a great idea. But hopefully that answered your question.
Absolutely. It sure does. I agree with you 100% that technology, the future is now. I do feel like technology, I think, is going to change a lot of stuff. And I feel that the people or the companies that are wanting to stay in their old ways are going to fall behind. And then I feel like some of them are going to be too late in the game. They're going to think, oh, geez, we have to start this. So, for example, I have a lot of companies that years ago that I talked to that I said to them, you have to have mission, vision, and values on your website. It's an imperative thing. So a lot of companies did that. They put a lot of mission, vision, values. Now I'm finding when I'm talking to companies now or talking to people and I'm asking them, oh, your company does this, whatever. What's your mission, vision, and values? And either they couldn't tell me what they were, or you could just tell in their voice that they just didn't have a passion for it. You could just hear it in their voice. So that's just an example of like, okay, you people that did it, they just put it on there, but they were behind in the times and they didn't really think about what they were putting there so that people were going to, because they're figuring that people are going to read it and they're going to think, okay, well, this is what this company is all about, right? So, I mean, I was talking to a recruiter the other day and they were saying that companies are putting on their job postings that were family orientated. So a lot of recruiters that are talking now, they're saying a lot of candidates are staving away from that because not everybody gets along with their family.
Wow.
So when you say you're family orientated, then why would I want to go there? I don't get along with my family. So family orientated doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
You know, good values, good mission, vision statement. I want to hear that they have different programs. I want to hear that they have an anti-bullying policy. I want to hear that they look after their employees. I want to hear that they are into wellness and well-being. I want to hear that they have programs throughout the day to help people to relax and making sure that people are taking their breaks and their lunches. These are things that I want, that people want to hear, not about family orientated, right? So I think to answer your question, I think he did it perfectly. Behind the times is things that I think companies are going to have to look at and make sure that you're not behind by years and years, because it's going to take you a long time to catch up.
You are so right, Andrew. And when you think about it, change, like even on the USA manufacturing chat that I co-lead, I think it was like a couple years ago, I talked about change, and there's some change that is forced. You know, you lose someone, you get ill, and then there's some change that you have to do within. I think natively, we all like our creature comforts. We do. I mean, I probably have the same routine, you know, every morning. But when it comes to human beings, A, you need to empower them. And that's not just talking out of the side of my neck. You know, if you have smart employees or smart team members, the last thing that you want to do is try to micromanage those guys.
Right.
In fact, you want to sit there and talk to them. And that's another part of leadership. You need to talk to your team members. You know, because they're the ground troops. They know what's going on. They may have one little idea about, hey, if we just spent, it would only be $1,000 on this one piece, we could do this. Or, you know, hey, if we started our shift one half hour earlier, we could do this. So you can't be fake either. I've read mission statements, and it just sounds like someone in a think tank trying to figure out something that'll sound good on a web page. You really have to be personal.
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. You brought up a really good point.
I'm huge on passion. And, you know, when you talk about your stories, like I can hear, for example, yourself, you're talking earlier, talking about the things that you like to do in, you know, outside of work. And I can hear that passion in your voice when you talk about that. When you say, I love to hike, I like to do this, I like to travel. Yeah, I can hear it. So right away, it clicked on me like, wow, she loves to do that stuff. And that's important to her. Well, then you're going to be passionate about it when you're important, right? So I think more and more things that you're passionate about, the better it's going to be, for sure.
100%.
So if you could choose one word to describe yourself, what word would that be?
You're not going to like me very much, Andrew. I can't do one word. I have three words. Unless it's a compound word, I should have Googled this. It would be down to earth.
Down to earth. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. If I was going to say something about you, that would definitely be something that I would say as well. You're very compassionate and you are down to earth. You are the type of person that I am as well, that you're, when you talk to you on the phone, talk to you on a video, talk to you in person, you are the same person. You don't get rattled. You don't change. You are who you are. And this is how I am. And I think that that's totally commendable and respectful. And I love that word for you, for sure.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any final thoughts today?
I just want to go back and talk about another thing that I'm hoping that will happen.
Sure.
So we kind of talked about how everybody learned the hard way that they need to kind of think about keeping their house in order, you know, making sure that they have real-time inventory visibility. We all learned that you have to treat humans good. This is a new era. You have to respect people. You have to think we're all in this world. We all want to fall in love. We all have bills to pay. We all have happy moments. We all have sad moments. But one of the things that I really want to talk about that I really hope that this prediction is right is, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you see larger corporations buying other corporations or people merging, and you think that the little man's going to get shoved out. What I look at is sometimes with every challenge is opportunity. So what I am hoping and rooting for is that a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, after the last 2 years, you know what? Maybe I can do it better. And they start their own business and they have a different way of running their business and they have a different idea. So I am hoping that after all of this crazy couple of years that we see something new come out, because that is our future. You know, we need innovation. And lastly, I would like, if anybody listens to this podcast and you were a business owner, you were an operations manager, a shipping manager, a warehouse manager, if you're still standing, you're still in the game, boom, more power to you.
Wonderful. Those are very, very kind words. I appreciate those final thoughts. I have to say, I loved this conversation. Kirsten, you are an amazing individual. You're so knowledgeable. I knew you were knowledgeable, but you've amazed me today with your knowledge on this topic. And I'm just blown away by your enthusiasm, compassion, and passion on this topic. You are one of the most innovative and creative individuals that I've met in a very long time.
Wow, thank you.
And I appreciate you for who you are, and I appreciate us connecting and working together on this. I really feel like it was really good. So thank you so much for coming on today.
You are so welcome, Andrew. Thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. So on behalf of myself and my guest, Kirsten, I would like to thank you all for listening today. And until next time, be safe and remember, everyone, that if we all work together, we can accomplish anything.
You have been listening to Let's Be Diverse with Andrew Stout. To stay up to date with future content, hit subscribe.